Tales of the Vietnam ceasefire, as spelled out today, reveal that arrangements are underway for the speedy repatriation of prisoners, the creation of an international commission to include Red China and the Soviet Union to work out a permanent peace, and new free elections in South Vietnam. Presidential advisor Henry Kissinger says American prisoners will be turned over to U.S. officials beginning about 2 weeks after the ceasefire is signed and at intervals of about 2 weeks in the following days.
American prisoners held in Laos and North Vietnam will be returned to us in Hanoi. They will be received by American medical evacuation teams and flown on American airplanes from Hanoi to places of our own choice, usually, probably Vientiane.
Kissinger said he's been told there are no American prisoners in Cambodia. Kissinger revealed there is no requirement for a withdrawal of North Vietnamese forces in South Vietnam to accompany the complete U.S. withdrawal within 60 days. But both sides have agreed to a flat prohibition against the introduction of new forces into South Vietnam.
That whatever forces may be in South Vietnam, from outside South Vietnam, specifically North Vietnamese forces, cannot receive reinforcements, replacements, or any other form of augmentation by any means whatsoever.
On other points, Kissinger said the 17th parallel will be a provisional demarcation line that the present Saigon government will continue intact. He said the control commission to supervise the truce will consist of about 1,200 men from four countries. The agreement also calls for a halt in military activity in Laos and Cambodia. Kissinger said a ceasefire for Laos may be announced about 15 days after the signing of the Vietnam truce. More news in a moment.
A tightrope walker and a rugged course of 2x4s. Last August, Ford used them both to test the smooth ride of a 1973 Ford Torino. Ford asked high wire specialist Bill Couch to walk a tightrope rigged to Torino's body as the car drove over the 2x4s just to prove how effective Torino's suspension is at soaking up bumps and smoothing the ride. With Bill aboard, the car started up. The wheels took a terrific pounding, but Bill didn't, because Torino's remarkable suspension did its job. He made it. See the new 73 Ford Torino, the solid mid-size car. Smooth riding, strong, and quiet, because it's a Ford. Now available with optional engines and powertrains. See your Ford dealer for details.
Listening better, building better. That's Ford.
The body of the late President Lyndon Johnson will arrive at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington in about an hour from Texas. Newsman John Davenport was present at the ceremonies marking the departure of Mr. Johnson's coffin from the Memorial Library in Austin.
His body now being placed in the hearse for the trip to Bergstrom Air Force Base outside of Austin here, where his body will be flown to Washington. Now the members of the armed services lifting their white-gloved hands in a final salute to their former commander-in-chief as the Johnson family looks in rapt attention at the body of their father and their father-in-law being slipped so gingerly, ever so carefully, by this military honor guard into the hearse. And we hear the order arms command as the salutes are finished.
Newsman Davenport said about 30,000 people had filed through the Johnson Library in the past 2 days. More news in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the grandstand of Metropolitan Hockey Stadium observing Stanley Zudok, a longtime fan. Stanley's been screaming and eating his way all through this hard-fought match.
Let's go, you guys! Come on, move it, move it!
He's getting one of those memorable upset stomachs.
Oh, I don't feel so good!
Poor Stanley, he forgot to bring along his Alka-Seltzer, and now he's really going to need it. We repeat, do not find yourself without Alka-Seltzer like Stanley Zudok.
The Haitian government has announced today it's negotiated the release of two American diplomats held by kidnappers at the American ambassador's residence since last night. Ambassador Clinton Knox and Consul General Wade Christensen are to be released tonight in exchange for 12 Haitian prisoners and the payment of $70,000. The Hour's lead story, U.S. prisoners will be freed starting about 2 weeks after a Vietnam ceasefire is signed. The agreement does not include a withdrawal of North Vietnamese troops now in South Vietnam. Bill Lindsay, NBC News.